Friday is a day of reflection in Mauritania for voters to consider what they've heard from candidates over the past 2 weeks. So what are people thinking? This university student in the southern city of Rosso says former military leader Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz is the right man to lead Mauritania because he's determined to fight corrupt politicians.
I support him because President Aziz is a man of actions and thought. Most Mauritanian people support him because he came and tried to make a dramatic change in this country. And we as poor people, we must go with him side to side and shoulder to shoulder.
Aziz led the coup last August that toppled Mauritania's first democratically elected leader. He refused African Union demands to restore civilian authority and changed the constitution to allow retired soldiers to run for office before resigning his commission to run for president. Opposition candidate Ahmed Ould Dada's campaign posters ask, "Do you want to be finished with coup d'etat?" Dada is a former central bank governor who says Mauritanians can end the cycle of coups and transitional governments in favor of a real democracy where decisions are made by voters, not soldiers. This Dada supporter in the capital says Aziz is going to fall and break because of the electoral alliance between Dada and opposition lawmaker Massoud Al-Bouhair. Dada and Bouhair have both vowed publicly to support the other in a potential runoff against Aziz. Bouhair is a former president of the National Assembly who says this is a vote about defeating those who take power through military force. This woman, leading Bouhair's closing campaign rally, says he's the one who'll become president, God willing. She says he represents and supports all Mauritanians and is the one who can do things for the whole country. More than 250 electoral observers from the Arab League and African Union are here to monitor Saturday's vote. Results are expected within 48 hours. If no one wins more than 50%, the top two vote-getters will face off in a second round of balloting August 1st. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Nouakchott.